It is time now for Meet the Senior Colonels on KORN News Radio, FM 101.3 and AM 1490, as we're sitting down here today with Carson Max with us. And first of all, Carson, talk about your position, or I guess positions maybe in your case, for this year's Mitchell Colonel football team.
This year I'll be back at linebacker for my third year, and then I'll be back at a fullback and running back on offense, kind of blend in there, kind of work different personnel groups, and then possibly out in the slot on offense. I know we did that a little bit last year, but kind of see where the offense goes this year.
Yeah, a little bit different, kind of mixed up roles a little bit for you.
I think we're a lot more complex this year. We got more people getting involved, definitely getting Keel more involved with his legs and being able to read the defense. So should be really interesting on offense. Really excited for that side of the ball.
Let's talk about other activities maybe you're a part of. Right? Other sports, clubs, school activities, organizations, that kind of stuff.
I'm also in baseball. I wrestle. Don't run track anymore. Figured spring baseball and track was a little too much to handle. I'll power lift on the side, involved with FCA pen pals during the school year. That's about it.
We saw you come back at the end of the baseball season, obviously. How's everything going with that? The injury is 100% healed, good to go?
Yeah, I just got cleared, actually. What was it? Monday, so that was August 13th. So shoulder's doing great. I was really excited to come back for baseball. That gave me a lot of confidence entering into football, knowing that everything's feeling good and can't complain. Recovery went really well, so super happy with that.
Perfect. Any hobbies, talents that you may have that you can share with us?
Oh, boy. Hobbies? I mean, does going to the batting cage count as a hobby? That's where I usually find myself during the summertime, just wandering out there, or sleep. That's the other. It's not really much of a hobby, but I always find myself taking a nap when I can.
Hunting, fishing, that kind of stuff?
Anything yeah. Like that? If Carter drags me along, I'll usually go hunting with him, but usually he's got to drag me along.
He said you're the singer and dancer in the family.
No way. No way. He's the one who can sing. If you ever need him to sing a country song, just ask him. He's got it.
We'll hold you to that. We'll ask him someday. There you go. Describe yourself with three words.
Oh, three words. Passionate, driven, and always thinking. I'm a thinker. I like to think about things a lot.
When you were a little kid, you pretended to be, or what were you really into growing up?
I always loved watching sports. On Sundays, I'd always have my Vikings jersey on watching the games, and I'd be running around. Or if it was during the summer, I'd have my baseball jersey on watching all the games, or even during basketball season. Then I was a big Lakers fan, so I always loved watching different sporting events and trying to pretend like I was whoever the star was on the team at that time.
If you could spend 3 hours doing anything else besides sports, what would that be?
Probably get a nap in there. Either that or, everyone's playing Fortnite nowadays. Got to sure. Play PlayStation. So.
Okay. All right. So those two, sleep or Fortnite.
Yeah.
There you go. Do you have a nickname, or maybe your teammates call you, your family calls you, something like that?
My name just gets shorter. They call me Cars sometimes. It's kind of funny you spell it. It looks like Cars, but... Yeah. Whatever works. Or the baseball team started this summer. They call me Muscles. I'm not really sure where they came up with that or what, and that kind of got carried over. So
the twin thing, it doesn't confuse people.
Usually, if they're going to call anyone, it's just going to be Carter, Carter and Carter. I don't know why my name gets left out more than anything, but it's whatever.
Just don't call you late for supper, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Something that always maybe freaks you out a little bit.
Oh, I don't like snakes. Oh, snakes scare the crap out of me. That is not a good deal.
What is your favorite part about being a Mitchell Colonel?
I'd say being a Mitchell Colonel, the great thing is I can be a Mitchell Colonel in a lot of different activities. With this size town in high school, it's able to be a Mitchell Colonel, in the fall in football, then in the winter with wrestling, and then even in the spring with baseball. I think that's a great opportunity for being a colonel.
You were around 2 years ago when we won a state football championship. Does this have that same feel? Can it have that same magic as we did 2 years ago? Can we do that this year?
I definitely believe we have a shot at it this year. I'm not someone, I know Coach V is kind of the same way. We don't like to talk too much ahead of things, but definitely look for some special things. I definitely think this group has it in the mix, and I feel that this year in practice, these first few days, has definitely been the most productive that we've ever had, so I'm really excited for that. And week one will definitely be... We'll find out and then go from there. So,
what's one team that maybe you get up for or excited to play?
Definitely Yankton and Harrisburg. Yankton is always, I don't care what, even how their season's going, I think they're always just a super scrappy team. And then Harrisburg, obviously, with these past few years of the rivalry kind of starting there, it's always kind of hostile playing them, but I think it's a lot of fun. So,
you didn't mention any Huron in there at all?
No, Huron, I don't know. They just haven't... you look at the scores of the last few years, it's been, you know, 50-point games. I just don't think it's been very exciting there. So
because we're dominating them at this stage.
Absolutely. So, yeah. That's a good problem to have, though.
Do you have a job in high school, or can you with the activities you're involved in?
I haven't had a job since I was, I don't know, seventh grade, but I pick up umpiring jobs. I kind of like doing that. So in between the Legion schedule, just go umpire teener games or 12, 10 and under. I think that's kind of fun, and I think the kids kind of enjoy that.
What's your future plans? You being a senior, what do you want to do? What's your goals after high school?
Right now, I'm undecided of where I'm going, but I've looked at playing baseball for sure, and then football is not off the table, so between one of those two. And then someday I'd like to get into med school, so major-wise, looking like biochem, biology, human biology, whatever the school offers. So big plans, really excited for the future, but really going to try to enjoy it now. So
academically wise, you're doing pretty well. I think you're one of our elite eight academics and also athletes as well. So you got a pretty good resume already being built.
Going to keep working on it. So I'm just fortunate that with what I have, and just got to keep continuing to improve on that.
We're talking with Carson Max here. Meet the Senior Colonels here. Let's do a little rapid fire. What's your favorite movie or book?
Well, favorite movie, definitely a superhero movie, like the Marvel, like the Thor, the Hulk, the Avengers, or the Black Panther. That's a new one.
One of those.
Yeah, one of those.
Okay. Favorite late night or after game snack or food that you just got to have?
Definitely Pop-Tarts, especially during football season. I go on a streak of, I know last year I hit like 30-some days in a row on Pop-Tarts, and then I kind of go day on, day off, so that's my weird thing.
Special flavor?
Oh, s'mores right now. That's okay. The big one.
Yeah. Favorite professional athlete?
Oh, boy. I would say Chad Greenway, but he's retired. He was always the guy that I looked up to watching when you're younger, or Joe Mauer for the Twins. I think he's a great guy to look at and watch.
Let's talk Mitchell Colonel football here. Who's the hardest worker on the football team? Can't say you or your brother.
Oh, you took away my hands. I was definitely going to say my brother. Boy, outside of that, that's tough. I think we have a lot of guys that are up there in contention this year. Especially early on, I can't really tell. I'd probably have a better answer for you after the next 2 weeks here.
All right. Who's the most humorous?
Most humorous? Definitely Riley Szabo or Mitch Schwadweiler.
The loudest?
Mitch, for sure.
All right. I think he's perfect score on that from everybody. Quietest on the team?
Quietest. Oh, boy. I don't think we have a quiet one on the team right now. Everyone's been pretty energetic and out there. So might be one of the younger guys who are still trying to find their way. But
how about the most serious?
Most serious? That's probably me or my brother. Kind of depends on the mood of practice. If things are lighter, when stuff gets intense, I get super, super serious. So,
well, Carson, we thank you for your time. Best of luck to you this year. Have fun. It should be another magical year, we hope, and continued success. And best of luck in your future endeavors.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me in here.
That is Carson Max. It's Meet the Senior Colonels on KORN News Radio, FM 101.3 and AM 1490.